All right, good tovach. We're in the middle of Sif Chav Gimel, trying to finish Sif Chav Gimel. It's the sugya of Mesadrin. Just a couple of points. First, someone asked last week, I believe it was you asked last week, what would be the halacha here is if you person, even if he ate till now, achot chile ka'ani, you still have mechuyif to give him kebenani. You have to still provide him enough food to live for 30 days like a Beinoni. What would be now if the guy doesn't mind and he'll still starve himself, he'll still eat Ka'ani, could he take that extra money and use that extra money to support his wife and kids? That was the Shaila. I saw this week a Prisha, later on, the Prisha goes even a step further. The Prisha says that on Halacha that it says that you don't give anything to the women and kids, but you have for 30 days, Preacher calls the Shaila, now that you have for 30 days, if you're married, since you have a chiv to give mezainis to your wife, are you mechuyv to take the mezainis that you have? The mezainis only for 30 days, split it with her, you take 15, she'll take 15, and then you'll have to figure out what to do, because the Baal Chayv is only mechuyv to give you 30 days, so that's his chesed, he doesn't have to worry about his wife and kids, but the husband has to worry about his wife, so maybe the husband should have to take his money, his mezainis, and share it with his wife and kids. And the preacher's mesopik, he said, could be that since this is not really his money, it was only given to him from the malva, din mesadrin, so then when this money he doesn't have to share with his wife. Inami, he says, yeah, and Inami, he will have to chiv from minadin to share this money with his wife that she should be able to eat for 15 days. What I see from the preacher is that even on the tzad that he's not mechuyiv, l'chayre he has the ability, he's able to, he's just not mechuyiv to. So either he's mechuyiv to, or he's not mechuyiv, he just has the right to. So l'chayre hu adin in your case, if he was eating tchil l'kani, and you have to give him kebenani, l'chayre will continue to starve himself and he has extra food. So that extra food he could share with his wife, l'chayre. L'chayre, just like he could share his regular food with her.
I don't know, but I think it's named Shiloh. He might be mechuyiv to do it.
He might be mechuyiv.
He's eating until now like that. So all of a sudden now he got fed.
He's mechuyiv.
He doesn't feed his wife.
He's mechuyiv to eat ka'ani. I don't know.
He just won. What kind of a hetter is that?
Okay, I don't know if you can force a guy mechuyiv to eat ka'ani, but okay, fine. But the same idea, but at least l'chayr from the prisha, maybe could be mechalik between the two, but l'chayr from the prisha, you see that you have a right to share it with your
wife. That's probably what he was doing till now. He was eating like an ani. He was feeding his wife.
That's for sure why he was doing it, yeah.
He was feeding his wife. So now it's going to be the same thing.
Okay, fine. That's one thing. Okay.
His wife is never like a bachayr.
What does it become? Well, it's a machlokes which whenever you have a chiv deraisa to feed your wife, a chiv derabanan.
What is it? Is it a,
let's say.
But let's say there's
mesadrin
even on that.
The one? Oh, that's for her?
You have to give your wife mesadrin
only said to him, you want to say that, okay, you know what? We're going to see Mi'at Hashem Siv Chav Dalet. We'll talk about this in more barichas. We'll get it. Sorry? No, he's mechuyv to give. No, he's mechuyv to give his Baal Chayv and his wife. Oh. Mechuyv to give both.
Okay, he's telling his wife is a Baal Chayv, so the same way he's mechuyv to give his wife, a Baal Chayv.
It's a Baal Chayv. So he has one chiv to his wife, and he also has a chiv to Baal Chayv. So he has two. All right, fine. Let's move on. Now, we were discussing last week, we ended off with Klei Umnis. Certain things are considered Klei Umnis, and certain things are considered Nechasim. And Nechasim, you don't have to leave him over at all. And the Klei Umnis you do, and we said the pshat would be, there's many pshatim, but we suggested the pshat is that a Klei Umnis is something that you don't charge for, it only enables you, enhances your ability to work. Meshenke Nechasim is something that, in essence, if you're a car service, in essence, you're charging for you being a driver and for sharing your car, so to speak, for allowing the car to go on this run as well. Because sometimes you have a driver without the car, and I can rent the car without the driver. So if a guy is willing to do both, he's really renting both. So the car then would be considered a neches. The car is generating profit, but doesn't enhance the ability of the driver to be a better driver. The driver charges for being a driver, and he's charging for the service of the car. It's like the case of chamar with his chamar. Or any moving service with Svina, whatever it is, that's considered a neches, and you take that away. You only leave him over his basic tools, two tools of every item. Okay. There's a machlokes. What would be, the halacha says like this, that if he had until now, normally you have to give him over two tools of every item. What, two hammers, let's say. Take a hammer. He has to give him over two hammers. Let's say until now he's working with one hammer and three saws. So we take away the additional saw, because he only needs two saws. I only has one ham and a typical worker needs two ham is tough. If he was mergel till now with only one ham, if I say he was pulled it off with only one hammer, then we'll only leave him with one hammer and mikan ve'elich as well. Even though a normal handyman needs two, for some reason this guy was able to get away with one. Fine. That's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. The Prisha says like this, if the Svara why we don't buy him a second hammer is because until now he was Murgle with one, what happens if it's not true? What happens if until now he was also Murgle with two hammers, just he just lost the second hammer today? So he always had two hammers.
Why would one need two hammers?
Just like why would one need any two? So why do you need two screwdrivers, two saws, two everything? Okay, so we suggested last week, and say I really try to go buy this one, but we suggested last week the pshat would be is because just in case one breaks or get ruined, since you constantly mishtamish with it, you can't leave a numen just with his last hammer. What happens if it breaks? What's he going to do? See, you always need to leave a numen with two items. The truth be told is that's not pashit. That's a rishash, what I just said. It's a rishash in Kufi Gimel. There's a radak in the Sefer HaShoroshim in the Erech Etzed. He over there proves, it goes through the different types of planes in Chazal and the Baba Kama, and he says that a carpenter had two planes, a larger plane that took off bigger pieces, bigger chunks of wood, and a more finer plane, a smaller plane. And he goes through different, right? And he says at the end, Vizel, this is what pshat in the Mishnah over here is, by Erechin, that by Misajin, you have to leave over two matzadim for the worker, is because he needs a big one and a small one. So vice versa from him, it's not because he needs a backup. He needs one big and one small. So then you have to go through every single tool of his. It needs one big tool and one small tool. The reason why we give him over shtei magaris, two saws, is because I guess it was a big saw and a small saw. But it means if an umin doesn't have two size saws, if let's say he doesn't have, okay, this could be a larger screwdriver and a smaller screwdriver, but let's say you get a tool, a hammer. There's no such thing, let's say, as a bigger hammer and a small hammer. Let's say a normal carpenter uses only one hammer. And then according to the Radak, you'd only have to give him one hammer. You don't have to give him a second hammer.
It would be forget also. If somebody, for whatever reason, needs seven hammers, that's
if there's seven types of hammers, in theory, I just, because could be, if I give him two, like one big and one small, maybe he could ever get away with it. I mean, you have to know the mitzvahs. But
well, he says screwdrivers is like that. They usually have five different kinds.
Right, so because primarily they can get away with these two, that's primarily. Now I saw the Yavit in this sefer called Lechem Shemayim. It's on Mishnayis over there. Doesn't bring the Radak, but he himself is Mesubik, and he Baruch Hashem says both pshatim. He says either the Radak's pshat, and then he says or the Rishas's pshat that you need it because of a backup. And if
because of the
umnes flutter,
then you have to have different
types. Right, but the steam is a paiskim. I mean, you go through the Shulchan Aruch, the steam is you have to give mikol min umin, like the Radak is not true. It's only of those minim that the umin needs two, one big and one small, either Lashon or Mishnah. So the Mishnah is touching it up, and you have to know, but the steam is a paiskim from everyone, it sounds not like the Radak, that you give umin always two. But okay, let's go back to where I started from. I had a shayla like this. What happens if he really was using two saws till now, and two hammers till now? God, he has three saws, right? So and gradually this morning, he lost one of his hammers. So now he only has one hammer left. And now comes time to misajin. So like the pre-show, now you would be mechuyif to take away the third saw. I mean, you have a right to take away the third saw, but you'd be mechuyif to take that saw and buy him a second hammer. Because the umman always needs two tools. He always needs two hammers. The only reason why the halach is that if he was using one hammer till now, he only has one, you don't buy him a second, it's because he was murgo bakak. He only needed one. Vice says he got away with one. But this guy always used two. It just today he lost his second hammer, but betim he was always using two. So then here you would have a chiv to buy him that second hammer. That's what the Prisha says. There's a Chavetz Chaim and Lakute Halach is on Erchin. He names on, not like that. He names on that when it comes to tools, you never have a chiv to buy tools. You only have a chiv to leave him the basic necessities, two tools of whatever, kol min or min. But to buy him a tool, that you never mechiv to buy him a tool. And even if he just lost his tool, tough, then he lost it. It's not my, I'm not shuldig, it's his problem. And Nothing to do with me. I'm going to just leave him.
Leaving him, so whatever he had, he had. Why do I have to replace his tool?
Because from the Marshal Mezoinis, when you go to Baal Chayiv Misadrin and clothing, if let's say he doesn't have clothing for Yud Beis Chaydish, you mechuyiv to buy him clothing for Yud Beis Chaydish. Mezoinis, he doesn't have Mezoinis for 30 days. You mechuyiv to buy him that Mezoinis for 30 days. You have to leave him his basic necessities to live. So the Chayru who didn't buy tools, the Chavis Chaim is Mechadish, that tools are different. So good. So you have that's the same thing. You have to leave him enough money to be able to buy 3 days mezainis and Yud Beis chadashim of clothing. So too, Zok the Prisha, you mechuyif to leave him enough money to buy second ammo. Chavis Chaim knows that for tools you don't ever have the chiv. You don't have the chiv. I don't know. That's what he says. I don't know. You can look it up. No, come on. Oh, if he quickly runs and buys it. Yeah, if he. But the problem is he doesn't have money. So yeah, okay, it's catch 22. But yeah. Fine. Let's finish the sif. At the end of the sif, we did it quickly last time. Let's just go again. Still, you're allowed to take it away. Even a sefer Torah, you're allowed to take it away. It's considered nechasim. It's not considered tools. They own their seats in the Beis HaKnesses. It's considered real estate. Shehem b'chal nechasim u'bal chayiv goyvim mem chayivoy, and the bal chayiv has a right to be goyvim mem chayivoy.
What can you do with the sefer Torah? You can't sell it.
Why not? You could use it.
I'll make it. Sell
if I need it. So if the Malva needs the money, he'll sell it. If he the Lisa Isha Velumoy Taira. And if not, at least he'll have the Sefer Taira. He could use the Sefer Taira. It's his Sefer Taira. He'll make a Gvi on the Sefer Taira. I was involved just this year. There was a Choyf with the Sefer Taira as a Mashkin. All right. Fine. The Aruch HaShulchan is Mechadish over here. I don't know where he's coming from. But he's Mechadish. That him Yeloi Bizoyin Godol. If he's going to have a terrible bezoyin, kasha yosef mi mekayme bebeis haknesses, he's been sitting there for years, and now all of a sudden he lost his seat, and he has to find and roam around the shul. He doesn't have a makom kavu. He lost his seat. Everyone's going to be talking about it. Look, this guy Nebuch, he lost his seat. Ein lekayfo ilimka isa. You don't force him to sell his seat. V'hoadin kol kahay gavne shabezoyin yugdal ma'oid. You don't force him to do. Sorry.
His wife and kids out on the street.
Right, that's not a bezoyin gadol. I don't know. I'm saying I don't know where he's coming from. He's mechadish. This is his own hamtzah that if it's a bezoyin gadol, we don't do these things. Okay, fine. Yeah, and can I like where do we draw the line? I don't know. All right, fine. Look at the shak. This is very important, Rabbi. So this is ma'isim b'chayim. Look at the shaks of cotton yud dalid. It says that the seats in the Beis HaKnesses b'chal nechasim. V'hu adin zok teshach shemetzien oisev mi beisa. You throw him out of his house. A lot of people are Nebuchadnezzar ve'evyoin, but they have a house. Let's say if the house is mortgaged 80%, 90%, there still could be some value left on the house. Zok teshach, there's no din sidr on the house. He has no right to live in the house. He has no right b'chal. You have a right, you have a chiv to give him mezainis, you have a chiv to give him clothing, you have a chiv to give him tools. But you're not mechuyif to give him a house to live in. And the Mele could throw him out of his house. What will he do? I don't know what he'll do. He'll live in the street. But you don't have a chiv to leave him his house. Where is he coming from? Keinu b'tshuvis maran sasoin. That's the Torah's emes simin reish tezayin. If you look up the maran sasoin, just go back a bit so we understand what's going on. The shoyel held the other extreme. The shoyel held that to take a guy out of his house is a no-no. Never take a guy out of his house. You can't remove a guy out of his house, even if the house is worth, I don't know, $1 million. You don't, it means, even though by mezoinis, we're misogyn, and we take away all his extra mezoinis, we only leave him for 30 days. Or by clothing, we take away all his extra clothing, and we only leave him clothing for Yud Beis Chaydish. By a house, you can't even do anything. You don't take it away at all. That's what the shoyel had. And Maran says on Mishtak, it's not true of how you could take a guy out of his house. And he brings a raya from a Tshuva Zerashba. The Tshuva Zerashba, Chelek Aleph, Simon Elef Kuf Mem Gimel, had a case that there was a shotif. He was a shotif amongst a bunch of, let's say, three people owned a piece of property. They were living in a house together, maybe different apartments. It's not exactly clear, but they were a shotif. And one of the shutfim owed minimal amount of money. Doesn't say what, but it was a nominal amount. That's what Rashba says. Let's say his real estate's worth $1 million, and he owes $1,000, but Nebuchadnezzar doesn't even have the $1,000 to pay off. So the shaila was, could you force him to sell his $1 million stake in this real estate to be able to pay off, and it's his house that he's living in, to pay off this $1,000 loan? Zokta Rashba, Ein Merachmin Bedin, it's not true. We throw the guy out. We could force him, yes, we could force him to leave his house and we'll rent it out to others or we'll sell it. It's only chayv mut, fine, but you could do that. And grab that halacha, the Rashba, the Ramah brings down. The Ramah paskins like the Rashba and Kuf Gimel Sef Hey. That yes, even if he has a small chayv, you could force him to sell off a big piece of land to pay off a small chayv. Eimarachman bedin. Fine. Zokter Tayyus Emes, I see from here, from the Rashba, Mufush Rai like me, not like you, the Shoyot, I see from here that you throw a guy out of his house. He was living there. You have a right to collect a chayv, you have a right to throw a guy out of his house. Veimarachmin bedin. That's the Tayyus Emes where he's coming from. That's what the Shach is bringing down. I'm just giving you the backdrop because you'll see the Rekiveg over here quotes a Chuvis Marit who says, L'chayrefaket. In the previous page, he says, "Uksus yud beis chaydish, zokt rekivega, b'shem nemarit, eino yachol loitziyum me beis dirish loy." So too, just like you have to leave him clothing for 12 months, so too you can't throw him out of his house, shadarba that he's living in, ad yud beis chaydish, chuvis marit chelak alef simen kuf yud gemal. You cannot throw a guy out of his house unless you allow him to live there for 12 months. Just like ksus, you have to leave him 12 months worth of clothing, you have to leave him 12 months worth of residence, so you have to leave him there for 12 months. That's what the Marit holds. So l'chayra, from Rieta, it's apparent, everyone learns like that, that there's a machlokes between the Shach and the Marit. The Shach says, throw the guy out. And the Marit says, no, that you leave him there for Yud Beis Chaydish. So,
give him one
minute,
it's the same thing.
And economy, that's... So l'chayr, you could say that there is no machlokes between the Rashba and the Marit. Because what was the Rashba's case? The Rashba's case was that the guy has a $1 million piece of land and he owes $1,000. So the tzad was, don't throw the guy out just to pay off a nominal amount. No, yes, we throw the guy out and we rent it out or we sell it. So now when you're going to rent this out, you're going to make a lot more than his $1,000 chayv, arguably. I mean, it's a nice piece of land, right? So you're going to make more than the $1,000 chayv. So with the extra money, I'll give him a place to live. Let's say I could rent it out for $3,000 a month. It was a palace, let's say. So $2,000 I'll give him that he could live rent elsewhere, or $1,000 I'll give to his Baal Chayv. Where do you see in the Rashba a Zayvayt that you don't even leave him his basic necessity of residence? That you don't see. And I'll say even further, even if the rent is not enough to bedek his schir is somewhere else. Let's say there's not enough to cover both the Baal Chayv and his schir is somewhere else. But Be'ezim, the Rashba holds Megedin, the guy has to sell. Right, it's either way. Either you rent out or you sell. So Be'etim, he could sell his piece of land. So I'll force you to sell your piece of land. That's $1 million. You'll take $1,000 and pay it for your Baal Chayv, and the other $999,000 you rent somewhere else for your Beis Chaydish. If you don't want to sell and you don't want to play along and cooperate, then we'll force you to rent. We have to make sure the Baal Chayv is satisfied. And he has a right to this house. He has a right to sell your house, even though Baal Abbas Cheshvan doesn't make sense. You can force him to sell a $1 million property for just $1,000 Chayv. It's not fair. Tough. Ein merachem b'din. We want to be nice, so instead, we'll let him keep his house, but he has to rent it out to other people. He has to leave and rent it out. But Hayyos, the real thing, what he has to do is sell his house. And if he would sell, he would have enough to rent somewhere else for Yud Beis Chaydish. So that's it, you're covered. You don't see a rai from the Rashba or from the Chuvis Teres Emes, not like the Marit. It could be, but both are true. The problem is the Shach. You see, the Rashba and the Ran Sasson, we can push through. And I saw a grad that there's a sefer, I found there's a sefer called Oil Yaakov from Reb Menashe. He also tries to say this, that Be'etzem, there's no stira really between the Marit and the Rashba. Then he has a different part of the Rashba that he has, yeah, a problem with. Look, it's not Mukach. But the problem is the Shach. The Shach says, he's going on the words of the Mechaba, doesn't put this halacha, let's say, before by Mesadrin. He puts it over here, just like Mekomis Beis HaKnesses, Heim Bechlal Nechosim, Ubal Choyv Goyve Mem Choyve. They have a din like a Neches. And a Neches, there's no Mesadrin at all. Like a Svina and a Chamor and a Sefer Torah. All is Nechosim, there's no Misajin at all. We're only Misajin for basic necessities, but not for Nechosim. So too, who Adin Shemaitzino Yisameh Beisai? It sounds like from the Shach that a Bais has a din like a Neches. And therefore I could throw the guy out. There's no misagin at all. It's not subject to the parish of misagin at all. That's not like the Marit. Marit holds it is subject to misagin. He doesn't say versus chiris. The Marashva says, the Shakra says, Matsino is a mebeza. You throw him out in Gansen. You're not entitled to that neches. He doesn't say how vait. If it's considered lamash, if it's considered a neches, the shak should be moisif that no. Better yet, the shak should put it over here. She put it before that just like you don't have entitled to own begodim for more than yud beis chodesh. You're not entitled to own mezainis for more than 30 days. She should say over there, who didn't you're not entitled to own a house for more than yud beis chodesh. He doesn't do that. He puts it over here that just like he could throw him out of his mukum and basic knesses because they have a din of a neches and there's no din misajin at all, so too over here, his house that he's living in also has a din of a neches, there's no din misajin at all. L'chayu, from Riyat Kepshuta, yes, the Shach is arguing with Maritz. And now you have a makloikas apoyskim, do you even leave him over his ability to live in a house, which is very, very steep. All right. One more halacha
before. Some of the real estate, does his real estate go into a
getter
of onus, or if he has houses that he rents out?
No, that's neches. That's for sure neches. Yeah, because you see that even a guy who's a chamar, that's mamashi uses helps him out for his own work. But still, since it's a rental, it's an item that generates profit. That's a neches. Any item that generates profit is a neches. I'm a car service.
Yeah, but I have a value. The way we learned it was, I have a value on the...
Correct. So it means my chamor has a value. That means my chamor generates profit. So it's a neches. It's not a tool. A tool is if it enhances my ability to generate profit. But if it generates its own profit, then it's considered a neches. So if I rent out houses, certainly those houses are a neches. Take away all this nechesim, 100%. That, no even to misogyny on that. Right, that's a neches. All right, let's just be misayim here. There's a chsam soifo. If you go back a few pages, it's really on this sif, but you go back a few pages, the Ksam Soifah says like this. It's on the page that has sif Vav Zayin Ches Tes on it. On the side of the Shulchan Aruch, it says, Ubizman, he's going on this shach, and he says, Bizman hazeh, that iku mechiyosam, likach ba'akofa, v'limka ba'akofa bechanos, and the guy owns a store, and Bizman hazeh, his ikka panos is by buying stock and selling stock. He buys milk and he sells milk. V'im.
Credit.
Right. He buys on credit, sells it, then he pays back his suppliers, and that's how he makes money. So v'im. Yerdin lechanus. If you're going to go to his store, likas cheras, you're going to take his entire inventory, have a bechlal nefesh u'chayvel, it's considered nefesh u'chayvel. Al-kain, and you shouldn't be doing that. Okay, noyegim lekvaya. Therefore, we're minig is that we don't take away his inventory, but noyegim lekvaya is manim. We make payment terms. V'termin lefraya achas laachas slowly shepei up his chayv kadesh shlo yibol mata legamri velakim nitzav badas kel. That's a chsam soifa. If you can take away all his inventory, you're going to close him down. He won't be able to make panasa. So therefore, and that's nefesh uchayvel. So therefore, we can't do that. I think it's a Lashon HaMusha. We already paskin that when it comes time for Gvir, we don't care about Nefesh U'chayvel. The Ramah already said that Filu Klei Echo Nefesh you could take away from the guy. It's a flowery Lashon. It's like Nefesh U'chayvel, you're gaming Yerid Lum Nasa. He's taking away his life. But that's him, you're allowed to take away his life, so to speak. It's Banasa. That's a Din Gvir. He owes money. You take away everything except for his Klei Umnis and his basic necessities. I don't know, it sounds like more of a Minig, a Pshara, that we'll do this today that. And the Aruch HaShulchan says the same thing. The Aruch HaShulchan got the August exam. Here the Aruch HaShulchan argues and he says that we are Moichin Shamin Yischairis, we will sell all his Schaira, Alpha Bishim Panasa, Say Elamayim, even though his whole Panasa from Schaira. The Aruch HaShulchan argues with the exam. Lachaira, Minadin is like the Aruch HaShulchan. Exam sounds like it's a Rachmanis as a. I don't know, it's like not a good thing. You're going to knock him out of business. He won't be able to survive. It's not a good thing to do. I know where it's coming from a strict reading in halacha. I don't think there's any makar for such a halacha.
So in real estate, you wouldn't take away all his houses.
Again, if, I don't know. So then, Latik Sam Saifa, would you take the chamar away from the chamar? Would you take the svina away from the safin? I don't know. I mean, every case. Sorry?
Because you bought it on credit. You never really afforded this item that he had.
So because he bought it on kafa, that's different? And why?
Not sure it's a good thing. He should take something he doesn't really own. He can't afford it.
He owns it. He made a kinin on it. He can't afford it. Only because it's hakafa, you mean. So mele lo yos ayed chesed, but lo yos chesed, then we can say it's not a steer to akajukan. Akajukan talking about where he owns inventory, and the some say only because he bought it by hakafa. I know, I thought you were talking about that's the nature, is that he didn't need the money. Pshat is, he buys and sells. So if you're going to cut his ability to do that, I hear that. So the kids, so you're cutting down his rak, but still, where's the makar to such a halakha? Zvait is only rachman, it says that. Anyway, because I'm saying himself, fear says, Elokim needs a badass kel. Like, you know, Hashem should understand, like, you know, like Hakadosh Baruch will help us out. Like, I mean, Ikadin, it doesn't sound like it's just Noigin like that. We don't get too hard. I mean, Bizmanen, we already discussed last week that we are Noigin, we don't go so stark with the guy altogether. We leave him more than just Mazonis for 30 days, and we leave him Mazonis for his wife and kids as well. So, okay, so I guess in the Ksam Sefer times, even though they didn't leave her wife and kids, but they did leave over his chayr that he brought at least by a kafa. Fine.
It's also very practical because you really get paid back if you. Let him have a
panosso.
If he doesn't have a
panosso,
he'll never pay you
anything. 100%. But I can't make that decision for the Malva. The Malva has to make that decision. He has to know what he wants to do, what's better for him. If he wants to shoot himself in the foot, okay, so to let him put the life out of business and shoot himself in the foot. That's not my problem. It's up to the Malva. It means, if the Malva has a right to be goiva, then he has a right to be goiva. All right. Sivchav Dalid.
You're talking about he's getting all his money out of the stock, could be. Who said... Who cares about his parnassus? Maybe whatever I'm taking is paying up all my clothes.
So
I don't have to worry about it.
Oh, okay, fine. Also good. Okay. Okay. Okay, depending on the case. Mask him. Okay. Fine. There's a little more here, Rabbi Sabah. I really want to do Siv Kavdal. Kavdal is a Maima Muska. We have to get it. And I don't want to break it up in 2 weeks. So if I have time after Kavdal, maybe we'll go back to Chav Gimel. Kavdal is a major Siv. I just think it requires a shtickel hakdama here. Just to understand, before we start the sif, let's talk about the basic principles of the sif before we get into it. We have a klal, ein mesajin lishto yolabonav. So gzeis hakosev, you only leave over for him, you don't leave over for his wife and kids. The kilu, like the malv is meshubit to support the leve, at least leave him with something. We not mechuyev to have his wife and kids. The moshav be'evid ivri, the halacha is that the adon has to support the evid ivri plus his wife. By Baal Chayv, it's not like that. It's a stam of gemilas chesed, a tzedakah, that he even has to leave off anything for the loiva. To go as I write, the next step, to leave off for wife and kids, that he's not mechayv to do. Good. That's midin mesadrin. Means the malva doesn't have to do that. But like the Elam raised before, is that if the husband has a chiv mezainis to his wife, which he does, so she should also be considered a Baal Chayv. Let's pretend it was never misogyn. There was never mechadish, the concept of misogyn at all, not even for the loiva. And now the Baal Chayv wants to come and take every last morsel away from the loiva. No money, no clothing, no food, no nothing. The wife's saying, what do you mean? I'm also here. I'm also Baal Chayv. You owe me money also. You have a chiv to support me. Why are you... Why are you more chashiv? Why are you the Baal Chayv more chashiv than me? I'm also Baal Chayv. Sorry? Oh, who's Mukhtam? So you tell me who's Mukhtam. She married this guy 30 years ago. He took off this Hava a year ago. She's 29 years before this guy. Is it? The Chi was when he got married to him. Made a Ksuba. The Chi was when he got married. Floylam bad. Call you Mechayah.
When is it due?
Oh, it's due maybe in the Chanami every day. But the Chi was about Chayv Mukhtam from then. So right now, she wants Mezainis. She wants breakfast. The Baal Chayv says, sorry, I'm taking the eggs. That's it, finish. She said, what do you mean? Today? I'm a Baal Chayv, he has to give me eggs today too. Why are you more of a yachsin than me? It means forget misogyn. Naniach, we have a halacha misogyn, but forget misogyn. As the Chayv Shabbat, let's say it'll be two malvas. And one malva says, I want to take everything. The other malva says, I'm also here. Let's split it. You'll take the shirts, I'll take the suits, you'll take the eggs, I'll take the butter. We'll figure it out. But why are you getting everything? So she has also a din Baal Chayv, so let her get... Yachloik, let her do something with the guy. Badim, she's a Baal Chayv Muktim. She's even before, so she should be able to get first. This is a problem. I mean, this is a major cheshbon that we have to address here. From the Stimus Haloshin of the Mishnah Gemara, is apparent that she gets nothing. She's left high and dry. So it means that the Malva does win over her. The child is why. And this was a kasha that was bothering Rav Haigoin. And down, the Rif, they're showing him down. What's going on here? Where is it holding? So Let's just go through just a basic machlekes. There's also a very yisoidistic machlekes, another machlekes, is a chiv that a husband has from a zaynis ishta. Is that a chiv deraisa? Sheir ksus va'ina? Is that sheir? Is that a chiv deraisa? It's only a chiv derabanan. Sheir means something else, that the type of clothing you have to give is a clothing that's right for her. Old ladies get old clothing, young ladies get young clothing. What is she'er? Is she'er a chiv mezainis or not? It means it's a machlekes tanoim, and it's a machlekes down, and it's a machlekes rishonim, and it's rif against a Rambam, and it's a machlekes apoiskim, tur against the mechaba. It's a machlekes all the way down, is a chiv mezainis deraisa or a chiv mezainis derabonan. So let's just play it out. If a chiv mezainis would be mederaisa, then it's a very simple eitzah. You're right, she's a balchoiv, and she really should be even first, maybe, or equal, on equal territory with this Baal Chayv. But I have a Gzeres HaKosev. The Gzeres HaKosev that told me that I'm not Mesajin Lishtay Olabonov, and I only have to leave over for him, Loi, and not for his wife and kids, shows me, by default, that I don't care about the Chayv to the wife. Because in the times of the Torah, if it's a Daraisa, the Torah also knew that the husband was mechuyev mezainis to the wife, and Ava Pekin, the husband, the Torah said that the husband was mechuyev to pay off the Baal Chayv and not leave off anything to his wife. So our kochus is a gzeres hakosev that we don't care about her mezainis. It means, I'll say it a little better, we don't care, but gzeres hakosev that the Baal Chayv has kedima over the wife's mezainis. Ki'ilu, that when is a husband mechuyev to support his wife, as long as the husband has mezainis himself, or the ability to support his wife. If the husband doesn't have any mezainis himself, doesn't have the ability, and he's not mechuyev to support his wife, that would be pshat gzeres hakosev. Right.
So Chayri has the ability to support her, of vayta. Where's your shadow? No, there's no din
ksuba of Messiah. He has kleyumnes, but just because he has the kelim doesn't mean he has the jobs.
If not the
tzibur
is mechuyev to give
tzedakah, why is it? So the
tzibur
is mechuyev
to give
tzedakah.
No, the
chayv
doesn't
have
an amount, there's no
shavius. Let's say he has jobs.
No, the chayv doesn't have a shavius.
When the chayv doesn't have a shavius?
No amount of money. What are you going to be done for a year? What are you going to be done for? In other words,
how much does he have to give? Every day he has to give a breakfast, lunch, and supper.
So one day, so maybe only one day bread you have to leave over.
So we get done. Maybe for Tekufa, or at least good.
There's
a chayv
that's no value.
It's a dovshein le kitzva. Right. So in economy, so maybe you should leave over enough that you already could reckon that he'll be able to support her moving forward. He'll be able to put himself back on his feet in a payment phase. He's restructuring. He'll be able to make be self-sufficient in 6 months. He'll leave over for 6 months, because after 6 months, he'll be able to support his wife. But for the first 6 months, not. Well, at least, the very least, today. Today's mezainis, like you said, it was the gizman parayin. Today's mezainis was the gizman. So leave over for today. We don't leave over anything. What's going on? So the Torah says, it's exactly.
Leave over for him, you have to give it to her.
Well, that we said, the preacher, that it might not be. The preacher holds his masubik, that once you leave over for him, since it's really not his money, it's only that the Torah is mechayvi to leave over him. Could be he's not mechayvi to take that and now give it to her. Could be. Okay, he's masubik. But that's so. If you learn it, mezainis sederaisa, there's a simple etzah to this problem. Or seemingly, so maybe we're going to see that it's not so simple. But seemingly, etzah is because there is a gossip, no problem. If you hold this derabanan, so you don't have a right from the pasuk. The pasuk was talking about predated this takonis kachamim. So in the times of the Torah, the husband wasn't mechuyev to support his wife. So she's not a balas chayv. That's why there was a gzeres hakosev, you leave over for him and not for her. But now the chazal mesaken that you have to support your wife as well. So she's a balas chayv. She's just as much of a yaksin. If not, if anything, she's even a more of a yaksin than he is. Why? Because she came first. She got married 30 years ago, and this Balva just came now. So she's even more of a yaksin. So she should be yachleiko, she should get first crack. What's up is we leave her high and dry.
A wife is never considered a balas chayv. If a husband owes money to someone, a wife never takes over any of the obligations?
No, wife, you mean, is she the loiva? Right, yeah, she's never the loiva.
No, I'm saying even if she's not the loiva, she doesn't carry any.
Correct, she does. She's not a chroi, she's not an ori for her husband's halvois. Correct. So this Shiloh. Even if it's a gzeris, maybe it was only, I don't know, it says across the board, loy v'lo lish
le'bonav. Because now she's a regular bachoy. In other words, the gzeris hakosev is, if he's first, then you don't leave over anything for her, because he's first. But if she's not
supposed to sell, they're evil. Okay, but you see, the Rishonim not like that. The Rishonim say what I'm telling. The Rishonim say, but Trumas brings down at the beginning, preacher says it also, that if it's midaraisa, then you see from Gzeirah Kot. I mean, they learn the Gzeirah Kot across the board. Loivel Alishta in all cases. Loivel Alishta, even if she came first, before the Baal Chayv. Loivel Alishta. All right. But if you learn it's only the Rabbanan, so now we have to have an Eitzah here. So this was bothering Rav Haigoin, and Rav Haigoin therefore is Mechadish. And a chanami, you have to leave over mezainis for his wife, because she's a balas chayv. And a chanami did massage and not, or a medin chiv mezainis, you have to leave over for his wife, because she's a balas chayv, just like he is. And a chanami. And not only that, Zakhtar of Haigoin, she'll get first, because she got married before the balas chayv. And let me just bring it out, I'm going to go off now to another machlekes, everybody, just hold up here for a second, and we'll go back, is that, what would be if you have a milva al peh, and then, which came first, and the next day you get a milva b'shtar. Reuven lent money without a shtar. The next day Shimon lent money with a shtar. Who comes first? A shtar has a shibin d'chazon can collect from l'kuchas, l'mash, a milva back hand. Who comes first? But minei didei, from the loiv himself, do we say we go basa the kedim of the milva al peh? Or do we say no, that we don't care about milva peh? As long as not a nishtar, you don't really have a shibud, and therefore we go after the milva b'shtar that came second. Rav, this is a machlek, is Rav Haigoin in the Rif. Right, it doesn't have a coil. Right, so that this shayla is a machlek, is Rav Haigoin in the Rif. Rav Haigoin holds that the milva peh comes first. Because I doesn't have a coil, that's a takana we're worried about. Look, kukhois, and worry about Yisayim, and worry about other people we're worried about. But vis-a-vis another Baal Chayiv, if I'm first, even if I'm only a milva peh, I come first. The Rif and other Rishayim argue, and they say no, that just like we're worried when a milva peh doesn't have a coil, the milva peh can't take from Lukukhas, not fear, Lukukhas were caught by surprise. How in the world should they know that this guy has a hava out? It's not fear. So too, the guy who came second and lent money bishtar, it's also not fair to him. You're going to give kadima to the guy, yes, and move up, eh? What do you mean? I lent the guy money bishtar because I thought I was secure and going to get paid back. I wouldn't have lent the money if I knew that he was already hacked out to somebody else beforehand. Maxed out. No, I wouldn't have done that. I wanted to make sure that I was first position. So I didn't hear about that coil. There was no coil. It was a move up, eh? So just like by Lekucha, they take away the shibud, so Lagabi, future Malvim, they also took away Yeshiva, and the Milva Bishtar would come first, even though he was really second in his Alva.
But what you're saying is also not only a Makarik. What happens if you got assets after both Alvas?
Okay, so you have the Akni. Okay, let's just make it. This is fine. This is a Makarik. So let's just go in Rav Haigoin Shita. Rav Haigoin Shita holds that Milva Peh always comes first, even against a later Milva Bishtar. My male is Rav Haigoin. She's only a Milva Peh, so to speak. She never had a shtar from her husband that he's mechayiv to give mezainis. The Torah is mechayiv to give mezainis. Sorry? What? Oh, it has a coil. Good, fine. As tonight, good, fine. Super, okay, good. Everyone has, good. Let's just, for argument's sake, just for going through this sif, we'll have to maybe address this at the end. Just let's assume right now that she cannot collect from mishubadim, and she only has a din of lekuchas, and she only has a din of milva al peh. But nevertheless, a Rav Haigoin, her milva al peh came first. She got married before her husband became a Baal Chayiv. So her Chayiv is Kodam. She has the first right to Gviya before the Baal Chayiv does. Memela, she has a right to collect Mizoinis before the Baal Chayiv has a right to collect his Chayiv. Memela, that which it says in the previous Sif, we're not Mesadrin Leishtoi, that's without a Chiv Mizoinis. But now that she has a Chiv Mizoinis, Avada, she's going to be first. And you have to leave over her Mizoinis first. A Chiddish from Rav Haigoin. Comes along the Rif. So far so good, right? Comes along the Rif, and the Rif says, and shows it to me. Rif's time is on Rav Haigoin, that the steam is a Mishnah, steam is a Gemara. It's not like that. It says you don't leave over anything to the wife, not even Mezainis, nothing. By the time when the Mishnah came around, there was already this Takonis Chachamim of Mezainis to her wife. So why didn't the Mishnah say that now it's not Negea and you have to leave over Mezainis for a wife? What's going on? The steam is a Mishnah, you don't leave over a morsel, nothing. Elamaisakr derif, that I'll tell you that even if Chiv Mezainis to her is only derabbanan, and you don't have the Gzeris HaKosif, but I'll tell you a different reason why Baal Chayiv is precedes her, and she has no right to take for her mezainis, even though it's a chayiv to her as well. Sakderiv, because her chayiv is only the rabbanan. V'loyasi shibudu the rabbanan umafgiya shibudu the araisa. The baal chayiv who lent the husband money has a shibudu araisa on the loiva, on the husband. She only has a shibud de rabbanan on the husband because she only has this chiv mezainis that chazal masakin. And it's ainu bedin that her shibud de rabbanan should be mafgia somebody else's shibud de raisa. So his shibud de raisa comes first, and mameli he is allowed to be goyva, take everything and leave her high and dry. That is the riff. So basically, in a nutshell, if you held the chiv mezainis is mederaisa, the reason why she's left high and dry is because it's exeris hakosif. The Torah knew that she was a Baal Chayiv, and nevertheless, the Torah said that the Baal Chayiv takes everything. And if you learn that it's only a Chiv de Rabbanon, it's also good. Because, like Asi, Shibudu de Rabbanon, Umafkiya Shibudu de Araisa. Sorry?
What's with Banav?
Banav is the same thing. Same thing. Same.
The Shibud is the same.
It's a Chiv mit Rabbanon on kids as well. Gadar Rav Haigoin says that the Chiv Mezonis to his kids up to 6 years old will come first. Over the Baal Chayiv, and from the Rif and down, whatever, the other Rishonim hold not like that, the Mechaba hold not like that, that we leave the kids and the wife high and dry. Because the Asi Shibud de Rabban and Mafkiya Shibud de Raisa. Just want to be mice of one more Nakuda here, before we start the Sif, just to be clear here. What does Rav Hai mean? What does the Rif mean? Like Asi Shibud de Rabban and Mafkiya Shibud de Raisa. See, Kipshuta, you would have just learned, yes, the Shitchi is very simple. He's a deraisa, you're a derabanan, he's more important. Go jump in the lake. Very simple, right? So the Lashonis doesn't sound like that so much because the law says, Shibudu derabanan, mafkiya shibudu deraisam. He's a chiv, okay, but yeah, you could have touched the riff like that. The Gain has interesante pshat in the riff. The Gain says a beautiful pshat. Gain says, it's not stam derabanan against the deraisa, it's a svari here. He says like this. You have to play it out, but the Gain says that if somebody has money but is already meshubid in his money to somebody else, there's already a shibud. Let's say Reuven has money and he's already meshubid to that money to Shimon. And now I want to lend Reuven money, or I want to collect money from Reuven. I cannot be goyva that money from Reuven if that money is already, that asset is already meshubid to somebody else out. Means it has a din. I'm not saying it clear, sorry. Let me say it better. It's already meshubid to his previous Baal Chayiv. And that's dumb that the previous Baal Chayiv has a kedima on me. That asset is already meshubid. L'mashal. Let's just play it out even more. Let's say I would have only a milval peh and have no right to collect from meshubadim. There's a din. I can't collect from meshubadim. Zak de goyin, hu adin, I will not be able to take money from the loiva that's already meshubid to pay off somebody else. Because since he's already mechuyv that asset to somebody else has a lien on that asset, if I take it away, what I'm really doing is I'm already chepering the meshubadim. I'm already chepering somebody else. I'm already chepering his previous Baal Chayiv. That asset, even though it's still by the loiva, is considered meshubid to somebody else. I have no schus to be goyver from the loiva, because just like I have no schus to be goyver from meshubadim, I have no schus to be goyver from a loiva if that asset's already mechuyev and meshubid to somebody else. Because it also has already a din, like it's by the meshubadim already. It's already meshubid there, and I have no right to be goyver from that. Memelo, zok de goyin, that's prat nerif. Lo'osi shibudu de rabbonim, mafkir shibudu de raisa, prat is because he has a shibud the raisa on this asset. She now would like to be goyva from her husband. Mezoinis today, I want breakfast. You're going to take the eggs. 1 second. These eggs are no longer the husband's eggs. These eggs already have a lien on them. These eggs are already meshubid to that malva midaraisa. There's a shibud on these eggs. And you only have a shibud derabanan, and on the shibud derabanan have no right to be goyva from lekuchas. That's what it means, meshubid derabanan. Shibud derabanan doesn't have a right to be goyva from lekuchas. So just like you can't be goyva from lekuchas, you can't be goyva from the husband's asset that's already meshubid to a lekuach, or it's already meshubid to a different baal chayiv, because it's like you've been goyva meshubadim, and you have no right to do that because you only have a shibud derabanan. Because your shibud is only derabanan, you have no right to be goyva from those eggs, because those eggs are already meshubid to someone else, midaraisa, even though that baal chayiv came later on. Because you never can make a gevir from lekuchos, you can never make a gevir from items that are already meshubah to a different balei chayv. That's what it means. That's how the goyin touches up the rif. All right, but either here nor there, the bottom line is, Rabbi Isai, is that the reason why we take away from the Isha and we give everything to the Baal Chayv is because a Baal Chayv has Kedima, either because it's a Midaraisa or Mizayin, so it's a Gezeiz HaKazav, or for Chiv Toho is only Midarabanan, so then we have this din, the La'asi Shibud Midarabanan, Mafkiya Mishibud Midaraisa. Right. It's not just a Movapeh, it's even less. It's a Shibud Midarabanan. Her whole Chiv. The fact that the husband owes him mezainis is only a takanas chachamim. So she only has a shibud rabbanan. The goyim says, in there, also tells me that she has no right to collect from lekuchos. So it's muva peh and less. It's only mid rabbanan. Fine. Now that we have this hakdama, let's start the sif. And let's take it shlav by shlav.
But I understand, when you may write a suva, don't you say you machay yourself to mefarnis? Doesn't that make like a
deraisa? That chiv. No.
I'll was talking that I have to take it on.
So I'll tell you the pshuta. The pshuta is that when I took on in a ksuba, I only took on the ksuba what I have to take on. Whatever Chazal told me to take on, that's what I took on. Chazal said I have to take on mezonis. I took on mezonis. But my chiv that I took on mezonis was whatever Chazal wanted me to do. So if Chazal gave me a din derabanan without a yechela to collect from lekuchos, then that's what I did in the ksuba. I followed Chazal that I'm chiv to be. And like Chazal said, in fact, we even write Ketiknu Chachamim in the Ksuba. That's what I did. I did like whatever Chazal said. That's what I did. So it's still only a Derabon. It might not be so much. I just want to just streamline this because there's a lot of this Sifra Baizi has a lot of kashas on it when we go through Shlava Shlav. But if you take each step one at a time, it's understandable. Let's go through the Sif slowly, one step at a time, and at the end we'll go through a number of kashas. All right. Zakta Machaba. Ein Sar Choyma. Not only can't the Isha have leftover money to be able to be goyva mezainis lahaba for tomorrow, the next day, even though she snatched the nechasim, she knew the Baal Chayv is coming, she's going to be left high and dry, she quickly grabbed the eggs. So now her eggs are, she needs breakfast, she grabbed these eggs. And the next step, the husband went away and wasn't supporting her. So v'tafsim in the chasav shetizin mehem, she grabbed the food that she'll be able to live on. Still matzin miyada, we take it away from her. V'naisnim lamalva, and we give it to the malva. Now, then remember, Rabbi said, Machaba paskin that the chiv mezainis to a wife is only mid the rabbanan. So I'm going to learn this machaba or mitzad the svara that it's only the rabbanan. So what's pshat? Pshat is since he only has a chiv to mid the rabbanan, the fact that she was toifist, very nice she was toifist, but what she was toifist was only a shibud the rabbanan that she had. V'loyasi shibud the rabbanan umafkiya me shibud the raisa. The Baal Chayv has a shibud on these eggs mid the raisa. So she got to cough up these eggs. She has no right to hold on to these eggs because his shibud on the eggs was mid the raisa. And she has no right to be mafkiya that sheba, because her sheba is only the rabbanan. So she can't chop these eggs. And if she did, it doesn't work. So she got to give back these eggs to the Baal Chayv.
Shouldn't the malva give at least part of it al sananiya that she's poor?
Tzedakah? If you give some eggs, he'll also give some eggs. But he has no more chiv al tzedakah than you do and I do. If the whole sheba gets together and pays for eggs, so he'll give one millionth of the egg.
You say this, if she never had a right to take her mezainis, maybe you should go back and make her pay back what she took for the last few months.
No, until the Baal Chayv comes, and it's not a problem. Only once the Baal Chayv comes. Right now the Baal Chayv comes, she already grabbed the eggs, she's holding the eggs in the hand, you got to give back the eggs.
She had the rice, and she was only taking the rabbanon all along.
Right. Yeah, I know, but he was never goyvit till now. Now he's coming for gviya. Till he was goyvit, there's no problem. From the time of gviya, she has no longer a right to hold on to these eggs. All right. So far, so good. Let's go to the next step. So he says like this: Matzin miyada v'naisin lamalva. Why she'ain leisha mezainis loy mimakakoi loy mimataltali? She has no right to chap mezainis, not from real estate assets, not from metaltalim. Ad she yifra hamalva until the malva is fully paid up. Afilo haisa kedemes. Even if her chayv came first, she got married first. Still, she has to pay up. All right. Comes so far, so good. Here comes a new step. Vafilo halak bailam lemedina sayam, Haba went lemedina sayam, velov sabishtar, she borrowed money a week ago to pay for eggs a week ago. She needed breakfast a week ago, so she borrowed money from a friend a week ago. bishtar, so she really owes this money bishtar to that person. Va'achle, and she already ate those eggs. And the halach afa pisha kodma havas mezinisav bishtar, even though her hava that she took from somebody else a week ago came before the shtar, la havasai shabala shtar, came before the hava that the husband did took out from this bala shtar. So she has a kedima, her hava came first, and the husband's mechuyev to reimburse her for the hava that she took to be able to pay her mezainis. So the husband's mechuyev to pay her. So husband's mechuyev to pay her first before the bachoyev. Still, ain avos mezainis nigbis. She has no right to collect these mezainis at sheyifra balashtar tchila until the balashtar is paid first. What's the svara? So it's like this: when she borrowed money from this third party, her husband's not mechuyev to pay the third party back. It's not like the husband borrowed from the third party bishtar. She borrowed bishtar. She's mechuyev to pay this third party because she borrowed. Just she has an internal deal with the husband. The husband's mechuyev to reimburse her for every halva that she took out. Maybe the halacha is shibud dam nasin. The husband now owes her, and she owes the third party. So the husband owes the third party. It's only shibud dam nasin. It's only strong as its weakest link. The chiv that the husband has to her is only milva al peh and only midirabanan. The fact that she borrowed bishtar is le'nailu ve'le'mayrid klapi the husband. The husband never borrowed bishtar from this third body. So klapi the husband's choiv, he's still faced with the same formula. He's mechuyev to this bal choiv midaraisa, and to her or her bal choiv only midarabanan al tzemuv al peh, because his achrayis to her is only al tzemuv al peh midarabanan. So la'asi shibud midarabanan umafkia shibud midaraisa. Her right to be reimbursed from her husband is only shibud derabanan, cannot be mafgiyah, the shibud deraisa that her husband has to his own bal chayv, which is shibud deraisa, and lo'asi shibud derabanan mafgiyah and shibud deraisa. So far, so good. All right, let's go to the next step. Here's where it can start getting very difficult. Vim ha'malve, sh'ala bal hoysa al peh. And what happens if the Baal also borrowed money and his chayv is only a milva al peh? V'hi loves to letzek muzaneseh al peh oy bishtar, and she also borrowed money either by al peh or bishtar. It really doesn't make a difference because klapi him, it's the same al peh. To her, it's only his chiv derabonin to pay her. Eze mehem zakta machaba chidish halacha, and this is a Chuvis Harif and a Chuvis Ramban. They both say this halacha. Eze mehem sheyovo ligbeis tchila koidim. Then she is a yachsin, since his bal chayv is only a milva al peh, and she's also only a milva al peh. They're equal territory. Whoever comes first will have kedima. Then both name kecher. If they both come at the same time, then it's going to be choken, because we're both equal territory. You're a bal chayv, milva al peh. I'm a bal chayv, milva al peh. Memela, we're on the same ground, and memela is going to be yachleiku. Oh, very good. So there's many kashas here, but let's go gavo gavo. What's going on? Because I'm move up, she's a move up pair, and his mouth is a move up pair, so we're all equal. So the kash is, basically, Said, is what, one second. The riff already was, did the same riff. It's funny. It's mamash the next line. The riff already tiner than Rav Haigoyin, that what are you telling me that she should get mezain is? No, she's only the rabbanim. V'lasi chiv the rabbanim. Afkim yedei shibud deraisa. Then the riff continues and says this halakha. What do you mean? So what? He's a milvah peh. And you're also milvah peh. But vital, la'asi milvah peh, which is only shibud the rabbanim. And mafkiyah a shibud deraisa. What's going on? You have the same problem over here. La'asi milvah peh. Better, lo osi her chiv mezayin, which only drabanan to be mafki his shibud deraisa. So what is a move up? Oh, so comes along the goyin, and the goyin says, if can pay aleph, you know why? The gama malva is also lav deraisa kisigi de baba basa. Because since the malva has a move up, his thing is only midrabanan, because shibud is lav midraisa. That's what the goyin says. Very nice. So Mamela, we're both Durabonans, and we're both Milval Pez. Everything is equal. Mamela Yachloiku. Sorry? The Makloik is with Shibud Duraisa, Shibud Durabonans, even though Gabi Minedi Day. Just he has a Chiv Midraisa payment as Prince Balkloik Mitzvah, but I don't have a Shibud on his Nechosim. So comes along the Goyen, and he says, by Milval Pez, Shibud Dulav Duraisa. It's a Chiddish. Goyen is being Mechadish right now. is that if you hold shibuda deraisa, that's only by milva b'shtar. But by milva b'shtar, shibuda lav deraisa. A big chiddush of the Goyin. It's really what the Goyin is trying to do. He doesn't really say it like that. He just says that a muva pez the lav shibuda deraisa, like the sugim of babasra that you see in the Gemara that says shibuda lav deraisa. The problem is that this halacha is coming from the Rif and the Chuvas Ramban. Both the Rif and the Ramban, both paskin, many places in Shas and in Chuvas, that Shibuda derais even by Moval Peh. So, you know, it might be a nice answer for the Mechaber, maybe, but it's not going to work for the Rif, it won't work for the Ramban. They hold Moval Peh as Shibuda derais. So back to the drawing board. The Rif, you just said a line before. When you were arguing with the Rav Haigon, you just said, La'asi shibuda derabah mafki mede shibuda deraisa. So over here too, La'asi shibuda her shiba, which is only derabanan, and be mafki from the shiba deraisa that the muva peh has. Zolzayin needs a muva peh. But muva peh also has a shiba deraisa. What is going on? A major kasha. This is like a bomb, just a very sadistic kasha. I'm going to go through a number of kashas, and each kasha, all the kadmonim, you know, shak, smak, it's like gdela, different achrenim, gdela, achrenim, tumim, it's like basic one by one. There are many, many kashas. This is kasha number one. What's going on? He's the raisa, she's only the rabbanim, we should have the same halacha. Lossi muvapeh, mafkim de shibu the raisa. Just let's carry this out a drop. Next inyan. If the goyin is right, that Muva Peh is only the Rabbanon, and she's the Rabbanon, they're all on equal territory, then L'chayra, this halacha should be not only on the stuff that she borrowed already to eat yesterday's mezainis, but this should be for the Reisha as well. And the Reisha too, it should say the same halacha, that if the Baal Chai was only, his Baal Chai was only a Muva Peh, then I'm on equal territory, the wife's on equal territory with him, and they should be Yachloiku Lo Meyad. All of his future mezainis, or at least today's mezainis chach, should be also yachloiku. And the reisha seems that there is no chilik between whether his balchay was muva peh and muva b'shtar. It's only in the sefer, all of a sudden, we refine this chilik. And the reisha should have the same thing, that if he's a muva al peh, then she's equal to him, and it should be yachloiku. Kasha number two. Kasha number three is that, remember, Rabbi, I told you the machloikas are high going in the Rif. Also, when you have a muva al peh first, and then later on you have a muva b'shtar, does the muva al peh, which is kodam, take precedent over a later muva b'shtar? Rav Haigon says, whoever is first wins, no matter what. It means if the muva al peh is first, he'll win over a subsequent muva b'shtar, koshkin over a subsequent muva al peh. And the Rif argues. But in the Shitas Rav Haigon, that whoever is first automatically wins, so what's the mechaber saying over here? In bosh name ke'echad chokim. It's not chokim. We have to see who's first. So Zayin, they're both muva pez, and they're both the rabban, and they're both equal. We have to see who's first. Whoever is first is going to win. So Bishloim, if you learn like the Rif, and the Rif holds by muva al peh, we never gave you a din kedima, just like with mafkia, your din to be goiver from lakuchas and mishubad, and with mafkia din to be goiver, any din kedima for later bali chayvis, because it's not fair, there's no coil. So very good, so that we mafki your din, and now it's going to be yachloiku. But problem is, frek the shach and the goyin, is that the mechab in kufdal, the paskins like the ravai goyin. He paskins that whoever is first comes first. Muva peh versus another muva peh, whoever is first comes first. So what's the mechab saying? How could it be chokim? It's not chokim. Let's see who came first. If his chayv came first, he'll come first. And if she got married first, then she'll come first. Bomb kasha, Mechabi says himself. If you go like that other Rav Haigoin, then it's also going to be a kedima. So Bishlam with the Rif himself in the Tshuva, very good. Rif Lishitasai holds that it's always chokin, because no din kedima to Milva al peh, very geschmack. But the Mechabi that's matik, lahaloch, this Rif, doesn't stim with the Mechabi later on, and Kuvdala, that passes like the other Rav Haigoin, that a Milva al peh precedes a second Milva al peh. So here the halacha should be that whoever's chayv started first, that's who should win. And shouldn't be yachloiku. A third kasha. And here's your fourth kasha. Another kasha is, Rabbi said, we're running out of time here, but a fourth kasha is that why in the world did the Rif need in his first place Hishtekel Torah La'asi Shibuda Derabana Mafkiya Shibuda Raisa? Bishlam, if you go like that other Rav Haigoin, that whoever's halva comes first, has the right to it. So Meirav Haigon had a gevaldika cheshbon. She got married first. His chiv to mezainis to her was first. That Baal Chayv came second. So she should have get mezainis first. But the Rif himself, who learns that a muva al peh never has kedima, and a muva al peh Sunday, a muva b'shtar Monday, the muva b'shtar Monday will take everything and leave the muva al peh high and dry because there's no coil to the muva al peh, and you can't take the secondary malva by surprise. It's not fair. He didn't know that you had a halva here altogether. So the Rif should have argued that if I go in Dreshri simple, the Rif should have said, you know why the halach is loy v'loy l'ishta, even though he's mukhiv and mezainis to the wife, is because she's only a milva au pair, and his balkoiv is a milva bishtar, and I don't care if she got married 60 years before this milva bishtar, there's no din kedima. A milva au pair doesn't have din kedima to a milva bishtar.
1 second, but that's a call. Her milva au pair is different than original.
Okay, so you have to know how to touch up the Rif's teretz. But if for some reason, and it is the halacha, that her chiv mezainis cannot collect from Meshubadim, and there's reasons why, so then it's the same sort. She has a din no stronger than a muva al peh. She can't collect from Meshubadim. So just like a muva al peh that precedes a muva bashtar.
Because he said, I didn't know about it.
Right.
That he can't say.
It is. He could say it the same reason, because for whatever reason, the lekuchas could say, I didn't know about her, and you can't collect from me. Whatever the svaris are, like kids, so whatever the svaris are, so the second malva can say the same thing. My muva bishtar, I don't have to reckon with you because you only have a status of a muva al peh. So I come first. So why did the Rif need a new chiddish of la'asi derabbanan mafkiyah midei deraisa? Another kasha. Oh, so if the Baal Chayv is Baal Peh, then he would have this problem. Correct. But that's not going to work for the Rif, because for some reason the Rif holds that when the Baal Chayv is only Baal Peh, and a Chanami, it's Yachloiku, or whatever it is. So, I mean, he had to say, La'asi, the Rabbah, Mavkim, and Zerai, that it shouldn't even be Yachloiku, but it's not true. You see that for some reason he holds it is Yachloiku by a Muval Peh. So, Mamadar, if that guy was a Muval Bashtar, that's why he's right. If he's a Muval Peh, it's anyway going to be Yachloiku for some reason, which we can't figure out. But for some reason, anyway, Yachloiku, that's what the Rif holds. So, why did he need to come on to a new Cheshbon for? Kehena v'kehena is like gav al gav problems here. I just want to suggest one cheshbin. Tumen says like half of it. I want to just bring it out. And maybe it answers a number of these kashas. And I will be messiah with this. Is that really the Rif himself, Taka, doesn't have a problem. And the Rif had no problem arguing of high going l'shitasi. I have no problem, and I understand very well why the Isha will be left high and dry, because he has a move of bishtar. And a muva al peh, even if it's kadma, cannot take over a muva bishtar. Very simple. But Rav Haig, he's coming to argue with Rav Haigoin. And Rav Haigoin holds not like that. Rav Haigoin holds that whichever muva is first, even if it's a muva al peh, comes first. So just to say that, I hold differently than you, is, I don't know, a cop-out, but it's not going to help the situation. Because everyone holds like Rav Haigoin on that other makhlekes, is still going to have a problem here, so why isn't she first? Let her come first, because her chayv came first. So therefore, he had to say something to Rav Haigoin. Even you, Rav Haigoin, who holds in a muva al peh comes before a muva bishtar, I'm telling you that over here you should be maida, because her chiv is only derabbanan, v'la'asi shibuda derabbanan, u'mafkiya midei shibuda deraisa. Like me, I have no problem. But like you, Rav Haigoin, I have to say a better pshat. I have to say this extra pshat. V'la'asi chiv derabbanan, u'mafkiya midei shibuda deraisa. That is pshat. And I want to just be moisif that this whole cheshbon that Rav Rif said could be would only work in Rav Haigoin, and it won't even work for himself. That is, Bishlam in Rav Haigoin, that whoever comes first, even if you're a Milval Peh, you do have a Shibit on the asset, and you do have a Din Kedima, and you are reckoned with, and you could take away from another Baal Chayv and catch him by surprise. You're allowed to do that. Because we don't care about that. We only care about Lukukas. We don't care about Ali Bali Chayvis. So Memele, he says, Abazai, then I have a Cheshbin, La'asi Shibuda Derabonim.
Mafkim de Shibuda Deraisa, because he has a Shibuda Deraisa, and you don't have a Shibuda Derabonim, so you can't take it away from his Shibuda Deraisa, because Adarabba, his Shibuda Deraisa could be Mafkir from you. Just like a Mova Pes Kedima could be Mafkir from a later Chayv, so to his Shibuda Deraisa could be Mafkir from another Bal Chayv, who's only Derabonim. But like the Rif himself, There's a chet in your rabbi. Like the Rif himself, who holds that once you remove our path, we took away your shibut. And we don't reckon with your shibut. Even copy other bali chayzis, maybe copy the leiva, you will have a shibut. But what the second we have to reckon with only bali chayzis, we pretend you don't have a shibut at all. We will not hear that shibut. And if even though you're first, you won't have a din to have a kadim over a second bali chayz. So too, when they get to the Rabban and the Raisa, the chayz is the same thing. How could you taina la'asi shibudach the Rabban and Maskim and the shibud the Raisa of the bali chayz? That is, that the bali chayz, like you're going tight shop, that the bali chayz has a shibud on this nechatim, and you have no right to take away that nechatim that's already mishibud to him, because he's the bali chayz the Raisa. That could only work in our high going that we still give him that koyach of being a Raisa. We still give him that koyach of being a bali shibud here. Even though he's a move off that, we still reckon with him. But the midah that you hold like the Rif, that a move off that, we take away his shibud, and he has no shibud on Kadima, he's not considered has a shibud anymore on this asset, then you can't say, lost his shibud the Rabban Maskim with the shibud deraisa, because he's no longer shibud deraisa. He's out. We were maskir that long time ago. Chazal said, if you have move off that, you're out. We don't care about your shibud. We're going to take it away. After they count that a second balkhoyf, if he's a shtar, we'll have kedima, and if he's an alper, or be yakoiku, we don't reckon with you. We took away your shibud. We took that kodak away from you. So if we took that kodak away from you, so it's very easy for a shibud the rabbonim to take this asset. That's not a problem. The only reason why she never was able to take this asset was that she would be from an asset that's already mishubud to a balchayt medaraisa. But if Chazal took away that balchayt shibud, so it's not long, no longer mishubud to him medaraisa. So, I have no problem. These have no problem collecting from this asset. Here, you could say asi shibuda de rabbanim matkim and de shibuda de raisa. In other words, the whole Rif tshuva was talking to Rav Haigoy, and there he had a cheshon asi shibuda de rabbanim matkim and de shibuda de raisa. But the Rif himself never had the problem in the first place. The Rif had a simple raisa. The Rif holds very simple that whoever the novel b'shtar comes first, even if he's second in time, he'll have a din kedima. He never had Rav Haigoy's kash in the first place. He has very understood why to leave the isha high and dry, because balkoyz to the man was a milva b'shtar, and is m'shubi d'raisa, and he's going to have a koil because he's a shtar, and even though she came first, but her status was not to collect from the kuvah, so she cannot be moisi from it. And if the other guy would have been only a milva alpeh, like in the sefer, where they're both milva alpehs, then Enechran will be Yakoiko. And we can't invoke the principle of Asi Shibud Rabban Maskim and Shibud Deraisa. Because the Milbal Peh no longer has a Shibud Deraisa. Because Chazal will maskir that Shibud Deraisa. Chazal said that if you only Milbal Peh, I don't care about you anymore. You don't have any Kadima on the assets. So you are nobody. We took away your Shibud. So if you're nobody, then she has a right to those assets just like he does. The guy said the only reason why she can't is because they're ready Mushubut to him. And she can't be maskir from assets that already belong, so to speak, earmarked for somebody else. But to the extent that it's no longer earmarked to him, because he's only a move up and we took that away from him, so she's a yaksin just like he is. So at the end of the day, the Rif himself is gishmak. But Chazal took that away from him. Mamela, they're all on the same ground. So if he's only a move up and that equals, that's going to be yakwaiku. And if he's a move of Bashtar, he's going to have Kedima because he has a coil and she doesn't have a coil. And even though he came second in time, he'll still have a din Kedima. I know it's a bit confusing, but there's a lot, many more kashes here. But if this is right, then we no longer bound. We're no longer bound with the Cheshman, the Rabbanim, and the Raisis. It's just bottom line. It's if he's a move of Bashtar, he'll come first. And if he's a move of Bashtar, it's going to be Yakoiko. Remember, the Mechab is very Gishmak. All right, I could have talked. Sorry? But that promise is going to be, Mechaba later on passes like a Haigoin. But that is going to be a problem. But over here where the Mechaba is going like there is, for some reason it's Akasha, but at least over here it's going to work. Over here it will work. And his Shibud also has no Shibud. If it's a Mubal Peh, both don't have a Shibud. If he's only a Mubal Peh, Chazal Maski is that Shibud. They downgraded it because they took it away because he has no call.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.